Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. We kick off the 728th episode of Neon Jazz here on November 24th, 2021, one click before Thanksgiving, as this full year of music revival gets ready to hit the final stretch. With that, we started all off with veteran Chicago pianist Steve Million with the tune Blue Lizard off his latest CD, What I Meant to Say. And this project was about the endearing long relationship between guitarist Steve Cardenas and drummer Ron Vincent, and how their musical nexus all began when they lived in Kansas City back in the late 70s. And by 1980, they fully realized their musical kinship, performing widely under the name Four Friends. He explains how all of this came about.
We always remembered that band, and no matter where we lived, we were always talking about doing this project, right? But it didn't happen until 2019. It was such a kind of a blessed event, so to speak, just something that we just, you know, we were all concerned we'd go into the studio and play, you know, like this stuff, the way we had done it. It was funny because it just kind of fell into place. There wasn't any angst or any problems at all with the performance.
After spending some quality time in KC, he went on to New York City in 1981, then came back to KC and spent some instrumental, wondrous time with Ida Macbeth. So in 1988, he was a semifinalist in the Thelonious Monk piano competition. And during the same year, he would boogie on from KC on a move to Chicago and never look back. The music of Monk continued to play an important role in his career as he formed a band in the 90s called Monk's Dream. Hopefully time and the current jazz revival continues to do the world well, and he swings back through here for a rendezvous in Kansas City with this little jazz town he grew up in. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that consistently brings the world quality cats like Charlie Bird Parker, Pat Metheny, and Steve Million, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of the best plays, joints, and legacies. Every time this jazz radio host gets a CD in the mail from Canadian-based jazz saxophonist Corey Weeds, it's going to be quality listening and a surprise. Off his 18th CD called What Is There to Say, There's Plenty, one of the critics called this the most ambitious project that he's put out to date and the most impressive. It's a little bit of that Charlie Parker saxophone with strings format as the concept. This is Waltz for Someone Special. Enjoy.
I'm a jazz guy. I feel like my whole life has been a pandemic, and we're always trying to fight and find ways to survive in the ever-changing world of music. And so, you know, I think my attitude from day one was just keep going. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, in some ways, even double down even more because, you know, musicians needed it, and my focus and my whole thing has always been about creating work for musicians and keeping musicians busy. We'll be right back.
I am Yasmina Proveyer.
My name is Miguel de Armas.
And we are listening to Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
Thank you.
That was Cuban-born jazz pianist Miguel de Armas, joined by his quartet with the title track off his 2021 CD, Continuous. This versatile cat comes straight from Havana, and in 1988, he co-founded the acclaimed Cuban band NG La Banda Orchestra. With that, he toured the world and performed at world-class jazz festivals for over a decade. These days, he is based in the city of Ottawa, Canada, and we caught up with him to discuss what makes him who he is as a musician.
The relation in Cuba, we have many influence from the American jazz, the Caribbean music, Spanish music. It's very eclectic. That is why when I compose many influence, I approach all the influence.
On this next track, we say goodbye to another master, the legendary trombonist Slide Hampton, left us at the age of 89 on November 18th, 2021. And as we listen to the tune Slide Slid, we say goodbye to an awfully good cat that will resonate as long as we spin the art form known as jazz.
Hey, this is Carmela Rapazzo from beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz, The Place to Be.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love could be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Oh, Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadow in the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your the music in the night. Wonderful music, faint as the will of the wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Was New Orleans-based veteran jazz singer Carmela Rapazzo with her interpretation of Skylark off her latest 2021 project called Love and Other Difficulties. This is her seventh project, and it was done right in the middle of the COVID lockdown. It was an exploration of the many aspects of love with six original songs. She was originally born in upstate New York, moved to New York City. She sang in clubs and off-Broadway theater and in a few independent films before moving on to LA and working with directors like Rob Reiner. And she also sang at local clubs. But her now home of New Orleans captured her heart. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she explains.
I was invited to sit in immediately. I had gigs right away. I've had steady gigs on and off here. It's a music city. It's a music town. And the generosity of spirit here is like no other city I've ever been in. New Orleans is the first place I've ever really felt at home.
From the esteemed jazz man with many miles under his radar, this is saxophonist and clarinetist Al Belletto with his big band with the song Jazznocracy live from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, as we keep that spirit of the Big Easy alive right here on Kansas City's Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back. This is Zach Harris, guitarist from the Twin Cities. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio, Kansas City.
That was Minneapolis strong jazz guitarist Zach Harris joined by his group with the tune Sundials off his 2021 CD, Small Wonders. Since moving to Minneapolis in 2005, he has attained a reputation as one of the area's top guitarists, performing in a host of creative projects like his own Atlantis Quartet, touring as a leader and sideman throughout the US and UK. But at the end of the day, his identity is much more than just being a musician.
You know, it's interesting because I think sometimes as musicians, we get caught up in this idea of intermingling being a musician with our identity. And obviously, that's inescapable to an extent. But I've had conversations with musician friends where I think it's unhealthy to just solely be that, you know?
As we mentioned, here's the band he co-founded back in 2006, the Atlantic Quartet, with the tune Hidden Place, out there in the big wide open off the 2013 CD Expansion, as we move on here.
Hi, this is Champion Fulton coming to you from New York City, and you're listening to my new record, Live from Lockdown, featuring my father, Stephen Fulton, on trumpet and flugelhorn on Neon Jazz out of Kansas City. Thank you.
Look for the silver lining whenever clouds appear in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining. So the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining. Try to find the sunny side of life. Look for the silver lining whenever clouds appear in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining. So the right thing to do is and strife. So always look for the silver lining. Try to find the sunny side of life.
Find
That was the multifaceted, in-demand pianist and vocalist Champion Fulton, a favorite around here, with the motto in her life, the song Look for the Silver Lining, off her 2021 CD, Live from Lockdown. This was in response to a popular Sunday evening webcast delivered to willing audiences throughout the COVID-19 lockdown. And we talked to her here at the show about it, and this is what she had to say.
I just want the listener to get a good feeling, you know, just like I was saying about smiling and saying a few nice words to a stranger or someone you encounter on the street or at the grocery store. I want that record to be like that to the listener. Put a smile on their face, a little warmth, a little happiness, just anything to lighten the burden of our current modern day life.
And that leads us square to where we inevitably were angling the whole show, to our final song. Grammy Award winning drummer, composer, and bandleader Jared Schoenig, also a fixture on the Broadway scene. This is the song Sabotage off his latest 2021 CD, Two Takes. And as we do, here's his take on appreciating life.
It's basically never take for granted what we have and what we had. It's still like a bumpy road for a lot of us coming back into live music, into recorded music. I think as that was taken away from us so bluntly, in March of 2020, I think we all kind of realized what a blessing it was to do what we do for a living.
And with that, enjoy Thanksgiving 2021 as we thank you always for joining us, listening to a show celebrating one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a real gone cat that I am consistently thankful for, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here and we dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, kids, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.